Welcome, aspiring DNB producer. In today's lesson, we're going to explore the exciting world of call response musical writing. This technique is essential in crafting engaging tracks, creating a dialogue within your music that captivates listeners. We'll be using only stock plugins in Ableton Live, and by the end of this session, you'll have a vibrant drum and bass loop that effectively showcases call response dynamics. We'll work with a pulsating bass line that responds to a melodic phrase, dynamic drum patterns, and a structured arrangement that emphasizes this interaction. Let's jump right in. First, let's set up your project. Open Ableton Live and make sure your tempo is set to around 170 BPM, the typical speed for drum and bass. Create a new MIDI track for your bass line and another for your melody. Now, let's craft that bass line. Select an empty MIDI clip on your bassline track and draw it in a one-bar pattern. Start with the C1 note for a deep, solid foundation, creating a rhythmic pattern like C1, C2, C1, then a pause. For sound design, select Ableton's operator. Choose a sine wave for a smooth tone, and set a low-pass filter with a cutoff around 130 Hz. Don't forget to add some saturation with the saturator. This will give your bass some nice thickness. Next up, let's create the melodic call. On your melody track, create a new MIDI clip featuring notes that form a simple, two-bar melody in C major. Try using notes like C4, E4, and G4. For sound design here, we're going with the analog plugin. A saw wave will give a bright texture, and set your high-pass filter cutoff at around 200 Hz for clarity. For an added touch of depth, experiment with reverb. Set the size to 40%, decay at 2 seconds, and mix it at 20%. Now it's time for the response. Add another MIDI clip in the melody track for your contrasting response. For instance, you could write a melody with notes D4, E4, and C4. Use the chorus effect to add width to this response. Set the depth to 30% and the rate to 2 Hz. Let's move on to the drums. Create a new audio track for your drums, or use a MIDI track with a drum rack. Program a classic DNB beat. Place the kick on beats 1 and 3. And the snare on 2 and 4. Hi-hats should play 1/16 notes, with some ghost notes sprinkled in for flavor. For punch, utilize the drum bus effect. Set the drive to 3 and the compression to 50%. Now, let's arrange your masterpiece. Structure your piece to highlight the call-response dynamics. Start with an intro that includes one bar of bass and one bar of the call melody. Build up by introducing the response melody, then hit the drop featuring the full drum implementation, while alternating between call and response. This is where the magic happens. As we wrap up the lesson, remember a few common pitfalls. Don't overcomplicate your call response. It should feel connected. Be mindful of dynamics. Your call should be a bit softer, while the response packs a punch. And of course, keep rhythm variation in mind to maintain listener interest. Before you continue crafting your tunes, here are some pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Strategically use saturation on your bass and drums for warmth. Experiment with low-pass filters. A lower cutoff can add a darker tone. And don't hesitate to explore vocal samples for that extra texture, enhancing the call-response feel. Now, here's a mini practice exercise for you. Create a one-bar bass line pattern, write a contrasting one-bar melody that interacts with it, and integrate a simple drum pattern. Play around with adding fills at the end of every fourth bar. That's where you can really let loose. Today, we've dived deep into the call-response writing technique using stock plugins in Ableton Live. You've created a DNB loop that has its own conversation brewing. How exciting! As you move forward, keep experimenting with different sounds and arrangements. Refine your call response ideas to continuously enhance your compositions. Happy producing!